Today I'm getting a chance to talk to Amy Lenzo, who is the community technology steward, among other things, of the World Cafe community. And I wanted to ask Amy some questions about the work she's doing, because as I've sort of observed from the side, she's doing some really wonderful things. So Amy, thanks for taking some time to have a conversation with me.
Oh, thank you, Nancy, and thanks for your kind words.
So just as a little bit of context, tell me about the World Cafe community that you're working with.
Well, the World Cafe community is a really interesting case, because they are truly an international community. Lots of different cultures are spanned in this network, and a lot of people at a lot of different kinds of levels of involvement. So it's not a ubiquitous membership-based group. They are group people that are made up of people from various other kinds of modalities, as well as the World Cafe. And the other thing that's really interesting about this group is that it's in a big transition. There's a really big change going on in it, in that it has not had an organizational structure, so to speak, up until now. It's been focused around the founders, largely, and a kind of core team of facilitators. And now that's really changing, so that the network itself needs to be self-generating and help to develop the systems and kinds of connections that are really going to nourish it over the long run. And that's an interesting process to how to give enough support for that to happen, but stay out of the way so that it can happen too.
Yeah. So this is a group of people who share a common interest in the World Cafe whole systems change methodology.
That's right.
And so they're people who are either experienced practitioners, want to learn how to be practitioners, want to advance their practice and learn from other practitioners. Would that be kind of the raison d'etre?
Well, yes, although it also includes people who are graphic facilitators and do graphic work with other people who are doing World Cafe. It would include people who are interested in some of the more esoteric levels of that are unveiled by this work in terms of collective intelligence. And it isn't limited to just hosts and people who use the World Cafe in their work, although I'd say that's a big chunk of the group we're talking about.
That's the thread that binds them, but there's a whole lot of other practices and interests that radiate around and out of that original methodology of World
Cafe.
Right.
Okay. That's right.
Okay. So it's a complex. You used the word network before, and I noticed we're both using the word network and community, and it's probably both, right?
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting distinction that you make, and I think that there, in some cases, we use the two words interchangeably, but they're also, it's kind of like the World Cafe is a network of various communities.
Mm-hmm.
If you will.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole network is a community of sorts, but then there are many, many active communities within the network, like regional communities or communities of practice around a specific interest. Like you'll have the people who are really interested in the World Cafe as a research project, and there's really a community of people who talk about those kinds of issues and help each other and create resources based on those needs. And the same with the people who are using the World Cafe in education, say. Or a great example of this is the climate change cafes that have started
mm-hmm.
up. And there's a whole community developing around climate change cafes within the larger network of the World Cafe.
So we've got a network of people who have something in common and all sorts of interesting subcategories that either show up as a whole or discover themselves within that network.
That's right.
Okay. So just to make sure I'm understanding, the Juanita Brown and the other founders, you know, all of a sudden this thing has grown far beyond what any individual can manage.
That's right.
So it's giving this community over unto itself.
That's right.
And one of the ways is looking at how can web-based technologies help the community see itself and do whatever it wants to do together. And that's where I've been watching you actively steward technologies for the community, and I'd like to ask you some specific questions about that practice. First of all, tell me what you're actively working on right now for the community.
Well, there's quite a bit going on in the pipeline right now. There's a launch of a newly designed website, and that's coming up in the next week to 10 days.
And by website, you mean like a static HTML website, you know, that's kind of a public face of information, or a website with interactivity?
It's basically a static HTML website, but there are a few elements of interactivity. There's a searchable directory that is something that somebody who identifies themselves as a member of the network can register and include their data so that they'll be searchable as well along with the other.
And I understand that a member of the community designed that as well.
That's right.
So there's a community of stewards doing this with you. You're not doing this alone.
Oh, goodness, yes. Yeah, this is all a collective effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything from thinking it through, thinking the whole process through, in which case the Gigi's, which you know very well, being part of that. This is a group of women who have been holding this whole question and idea of how the World Cafe might become visible to itself through the use of virtual infrastructure.
GG meaning Girl Geeks.
Girl Geeks,
yeah.
Right.
So you've got the static website.
Yep.
You've got a group of technology stewards, and then you have an interactive space.
That's right. The online community space, yeah. And that space is where it's a repository of resources for people who are deeper into the work in various ways. And it's a place where people can have conversations and ongoing interaction around either anything they want or specific kinds of focused conversations. And it's also where groups of stewards can keep in touch with each other in terms of that's where the notes from meetings are kept and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And there's a subgroup of people who tend to that space. I know Beth Alexander has been kind of the technology steward of that space. And I've noticed as I've watched it that other people are starting to take up facilitation and helping keep that sort of site coherent to members.
That's right. And one of the things that is really happening in the World Cafe right now is the development and the stepping forward of regional stewards. And as part of regional stewardship, there's making yourself known to the network as a whole through the directory on the website, for example. But there's also paying attention to the interaction in the online community space and keeping an ear out for when there is someone in their regional area or in their interest area that needs to be greeted and welcomed. And, that's part of what the regional stewardship is about.
So there's this kind of gradation from people who are paying attention more to the structural, technological elements all the way over to the people who are into the facilitation, the social architecture.
That's right.
And what I've noticed is you're trying to hold those two pieces coherently. And you had posted something to the community where you had a diagram, and when I post this podcast, I'll share the diagram that I think very eloquently showed the relationship of those pieces. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, that in the abstract, it just seems like a lot of pieces that unclear how they work together, how they're differentiated from each other, and what the relationship is between all the different pieces of the virtual infrastructure. So one of the things that the World Cafe is well known for is working with graphic facilitation to give a visual representation to the conversations that are being held. So it was a pretty natural move to create a graphic representation of this constellation of the virtual infrastructure as a group of pieces, and how they connect with each other, how they feed and support each other.
So you're using the graphic facilitation both as a map and as a way to introduce another modality for sense making.
That's right.
I think that's terrific, and I think that's one of the sensibilities that sometimes we may not call forth for technology stewardship. You know, we kind of think, oh, that's the soft side. But what you're doing, in my mind, as I watch it unfold, is helping people make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly when you have a complex network, which I think this is a complex network,
yeah,
a variety of interaction spaces, and probably not a totally technologically oriented network membership. Would that be fair to say?
That's very fair to say. I mean, I think one of the real needs for a map like this is so that people can get a sense of where they fit in, because it's a big learning curve. They're not going to be able to learn everything. They don't want to learn everything, but a map like this can tell them what's most important to them and where they can put their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And focus their time, how they can use their time most efficiently. Because most of the people in the network are, many of the people in the network are new to this kind of skill set, and their focus is not online, and so they need to know how to use these tools in the most efficient and connected way, a way that makes sense to them in their life and their needs.
Mm-hmm. If you were to think of three words that describe your role as a technology steward for the community, what comes to mind? I know that's a tough one.
That's a great question. Well, support is a big support, and I don't know what the word is. It's something about this piece of making visible. Kind of, it's almost magician that comes to my mind. You know? wave your hands and a revealer, maybe, or revealing connections, or.
It's like you have the formula to make the invisible ink visible.
That's right. That's right.
And what is it that you like most about this job, this role?
Oh God, it's just fabulous, fabulous work, because it's got all of the, you know, the people involved are just fantastic and bring so much. So when this, in watching this complex network become visible to itself, watching the invisible ink start to appear, it's an incredibly beautiful pattern, for one thing, and the reason why people are doing this is so profound and so meaningful that it's deeply rewarding work on all different kinds of levels. On the creatively, it's extremely fun and ideologically, it really feels like important work.
Mm-hmm.
So
another thing that I know that's really important to you, in fact, your blog is called Beauty Dialogues, is beauty. So my last question to you is, what is your role as technology steward, community technology steward, do in terms of bringing beauty to the community?
That's a great question. I think that has to do with a simplicity and an integrity of the whole. Beauty in this sense being the simplest, most elegant way that the whole can connect to itself, that all the parts can connect to each other. And it, as I was trying to get to earlier, it is a beautiful phenomenon, this network and the kinds of beauty that is the kind of beauty that's being brought forth in so many different areas and ways, and seeing the whole emerge and develop, and seeing people start to use tools in a way that is organic and meaningful to them.
Mm-hmm.
The whole process feels infused with a kind of beauty and simplicity that's really important to me.
That's cool. So it seems to me, as I'm listening, is you have an important role in sense making and how the community finds ways to be together over time and distance.
Mm. And letting people make sense of it themselves.
Yep. So it's being together, but being together in a way that works for the diversity of the network.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Amy.
Oh, thank you, Nancy.